filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to episode 16 of Hacker Voice Radio on the 29th of August 2005. Hopefully, Ionix is right there with us.
Yes, I am. I'm right here. And right now, we are connected.
Or maybe not. Hello. Oh dear. Let's try this again. Now, what you will hear in the background is a test tone. Well, what we're trying to do is I think we're trying to bridge two calls at the same time. Actually, he is. Via an old school. Whoa. Just trying to get this back in action. Come on. Never mind. Okay. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Sorry for being cut off there.
That's all right.
Tricky part about that switch is that it will cut off the call around a minute.
Yeah.
It's being kept alive basically for demonstration purposes.
Right.
So, back in the old days, you used to be able to go on and conference on them. But now they cut everything off.
Okay. Because,
Go ahead.
Because you said, oh, we're just connect, and then you dropped off line, so...
All right. Did I miss the number?
Sorry?
Did I give the number and everything?
Out to everyone.
Okay, yeah.
Well, sorry, did you want to give the number to everyone, or did you...
Oh, I did. I was going to give a brief explanation of what it is and how it works.
Yeah, no, you just... You went off, as you said, we're connected, and then I tried to call you back, but you are... You're free to go ahead and give an example of what you just...
All right. We just connected through a test loop. They're very old, and they're fairly rare in the United States right now. They used to be used for linemen to be able to test the... line. It both has a tone test, which it was the high-pitched tone that you could attest to you heard when you called it. And then it can also connect two lines together. They're a pair of numbers. One that we just connected on was 315-695-9995 and 9996.
Yeah.
Now, the way this works is somebody has to call the low tone, and then it will allow somebody to call the high tone. If you call the high tone when nobody's on the low tone, you get a busy signal. But when somebody's on the low tone, it connects the two calls together. And that's what we just did.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Especially seeing as I'm calling through Skype and everything, it all seems to work fine.
You know, the voice quality on that was actually amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was quite good.
I didn't get any echo or anything.
No.
But that's basically what they are.
Cool. And in radio show news, I purchased myself a brand new mouse.
Oh, finally.
Which is wireless and is very, very sexy. Has about 9,000 DPI, so it's a sensitive bastard.
Is it Bluetooth or RF?
I think it's Bluetooth. Because I can use it. There is no infrared kind of thing. So I can kind of walk all the way out of my room and still use it.
I saw a nice wireless gyroscopic mount.
Oh, right.
A while ago that I wanted to get. That you just hold in your hand.
Cool.
It's kind of like a wand.
Wow, that sounds that sounds pretty insane.
Yeah, it's one of those input-output devices that are on my list of must-haves.
Yeah.
Still works on the holographic projector. But.
This is the most probably unprepared episode I've ever done, because it was... We're planning to do it with Scobie, and then Scobie said, yeah, we're going to do it, and I had to go off and give myself a haircut. So I did, and I came back, and I talked to him for a few seconds, and he just timed out and went offline. So we lost him there. Hopefully he might join us again.
That'd be nice.
I don't know what's happened, but we'll just carry on and, plug up some
Somebody's
dead air.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah. So, basically, we've just putting out a show.
Yeah. Gotta get her done.
Gotta get it done, yeah. You're not working today, then, huh?
Oh, I did work.
Sorry?
I got off around 4:30.
Oh, right, because we've got Bank Holiday Monday here. Don't have to work on Monday today. Which is good.
Losing you.
I just said we didn't have any work today on Monday.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second.
Okay, I don't know what happened. I guess it's just Skype being a bitch again.
Could be. I don't know, I think a lot of the problems have been on my end.
Possibly,
I've been doing a little tally.
Yeah. Of all the times.
The odd thing. It's my fault. I ruin everything I touch.
That was a good episode yesterday, though.
That was freaking hilarious.
Mm.
Oh my god, towards the end of the show.
Yeah, you got so drunk there.
Oh my lord, yeah, yeah. Don't I know it. I swear I fell over while I was listening. There were some portions of there where I was just on a diatribe. I was just off.
Wow.
I have no idea. I said things I don't remember saying. It's really funny to hear yourself.
Yeah.
In that kind of state.
I know. I was thinking, when is this episode going to end? Because we kept on carrying on forever, and then even to the end, we just like just kept on talking.
Like, cut me off. grab the big hook and just pull me away.
Yes. Oh, well, at least it plugged up some dead air.
What's going on? Although, you know, with that show, there was so much content in the beginning.
Yeah.
I think that we kind of needed to make up for it.
That's true, yeah. Halfway through, we just kind of got back to the old ways of talking about...
There was no more hacking involved.
Yeah. Oh, you could say it was all hacking related in a way, you know.
Yeah, well, in a way. Then again, isn't everything.
Yeah. And in Linux kernel news, Linux kernel 2.6.13 has been released. Linux Torvalds, Linus Torvalds announced the release of the 2.6.13 Linux kernel. It's noted that a major change in the x86 PCI code, and that while all bugs from the change have been found during the release candidate phase, it's been possible that some devices may have problems from the release on. It's intended that major changes only be merged into the kernel within 2 weeks of a major release. The rest of the time will be spent fixing bugs, with the goal of both releasing overall stability and increasing the amounts of time between major releases. Download the latest version from kernel.org mirror.
Well, that seems worth checking out.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll be updating my kernel quite that quickly.
No, it's a bit too soon.
Okay. Let's see what it's got first.
Yeah. Caffeine, a health drink? Coffee, a health drink? Just to mention an article from The Independent, which would seem to indicate that the coffee has numerous health benefits. It would contribute to health drink. From articles, a study found that the coffee contributes more antioxidants, which have been linked to fighting heart disease and cancer. To the diet, cranberries, apples or tomatoes, antioxidants in coffee have been linked to a number of health benefits, including protection against heart disease and cancer. Studies have associated coffee drinking with reduced risk of liver and colon cancer and type 2 and Parkinson's disease. Sorry, type 2 diabetes and Parkinson's disease.
I don't know. It's odd, but they keep going back and forth with the caffeine good, caffeine
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, caffeine bad, caffeine good. Well, I think it's like with everything, you know. You could drink too much coffee and it'll be bad for you. And you can drink too much cranberry juice and it'll start getting bad for you. You know, there's always drinking in...
You can actually die from drinking too much water.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there's always... you've got to moderate it. And also, air is actually bad for you. Because the more you breathe, the sooner you'll die. And the less you breathe, the sooner you'll die as well. So, you know, you've got to balance the two things out as well.
I'm going to live forever. I can hardly breathe with all the
sick. Yeah. And in cigarette news, cigarettes are good for you. It's proven that cigarettes actually fight cancer and improve your breathing because they make
you... As well as your sex drive.
Yes. Which is, of course,
and they have
true.
Vitamin C.
Yeah, vitamin C. If you chew the filter.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't know.
I know I do. That's where they hide the crack. In Wi-Fi cracking news.
Yeah.
There's a new version of AirCrack out.
Right.
It's able to recover both 104-bit or 40-bit web encryption once enough encrypted packets have been gathered.
Cool.
It's nice. It just goes to show you that web is not terribly secure.
It's not, no. But then how secure can you get it before it starts becoming unreasonably slow to use?
Not very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably one of the problems.
Yeah.
I guess they could beef up the processors and routers.
They could, yeah. That would probably work. And I guess it would have a lot of overhead if you increased it more and more.
Yeah. Then again, you know, given the current consumer environment, people aren't going to want to pay more for a beefed up router because half of them don't even use the web anyway.
Sure. Yes, that's true.
I guess from the company standpoint, there's really no reason.
Hmm.
Unless, of course, they really care that people are like, it's insecure.
But then again, you just, if you really wanted to attack a target, you'd just sit there and get the packets.
Yeah.
Until you've got enough.
Yeah, go there with the laptop in your backpack. Just sit there for a while.
Do some war shitting.
Wander around. War sitting, yes.
War shitting.
Shitting? Yes, yeah. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Although I found that, like, between all the pipes and ceramic tiles and things, the bathroom's not the best place for
a reception.
Yeah,
the signal's pretty bad.
Except, like, some executive washrooms do have access points.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Or, like, an Ethernet port next to the toilet.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yes. Oh, I'm enjoying my new mouse. It's not going didum didum.
Oh, but I thought that was like part of the theme music.
Yeah, that was a constant theme music that we had going through the show.
Didum didum.
Yeah.
Lovely. I wonder which operating system you're using.
Yes. Well, it's certainly not fucking Macintosh.
Oh, by the way, I was listening to an older show. There is a way to change those sounds.
Yeah?
In Windows. Yeah, you just go to Control Panel Sound.
Oh, yeah, alerts
and then
and
trigger
stuff.
Events, then either change it or undo it.
Sure. I'm sure there was, but I just could never get around to figuring out where it was. I know it was somewhere in events or sound settings or something stupid like that.
Yeah. For a while I had Homer's woohoo.
Yeah.
Every time there was like an error.
Yeah.
Got old like within 4 days.
Yeah, I can imagine. The amount of errors that must have popped up. Woohoo!
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 God damn it. Oh, I'm so glad I migrated off that system.
Yeah.
I still wish I could get certain pieces of hardware to work, but...
Yeah, I know.
The biggest one I've been having a problem with is my Sony Mini Disc player.
Hmm.
And I've tried to run the software under Wine, and that doesn't work at all. And they don't offer a Linux program at all.
That's a bit of shit.
What are you going to do, though?
Yeah.
I got to say, the benefits outweigh that, and I already had a ton of discs burned.
Cool. In New Age weapons news, weapons of war now include lightning guns. Now, I was just playing some Quake 3, because I fixed my graphics card, so I managed to play a few games that I bought today. I bought, because I'm a real kind of simulator buff, I really like simulators. I bought myself a train simulator. Because it's fun, you can make your own terrains and stuff, and then you can drive, like, loads and loads. They've got loads of rolling stock that you can try out and, like, drive on and stuff and create scenarios. So I was playing around with that.
A virtual model train set.
That's correct, yeah. But it's, like, it's not... small scale, it's actually real life kind of scale, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and getting back to the news, I was playing some Quake 3 because I managed to, and I was fucking around with the lightning gun. And it appears now that the Washington Post is running a lengthy article about the Extreme Alternative Defense System in an India-based company that says it's developing a non-lethal weapon that shoots lightning bolts. Its article is in-depth, looking at a company that's stirred up some new controversy on Slashdot in the past. From the article, lightning guns, heat rays, weapons that can make you hear the voice of God. This is what happens when the war on terror meets the entrepreneurial spirit.
I imagine it's got to just be a giant Van de Graaff generator.
Yeah.
With a focused output.
Hmm.
Because otherwise you'd fry somebody.
Yeah.
Like with a portable Tesla coil. Or...
Could you imagine how fun that would be?
Yeah, I remember doing something similar in physics class in high school.
Yeah.
Except my delivery method was a doorknob.
Yes.
I ran it to the biology lab.
Sounds lethal.
No, it's just, you know, a couple hundred volts with no amperage. The funny part was, since there was a glass window on the door, I got to see the face of everyone.
Oh, no.
There was this one girl who was like Bart. In that whole Simpsons episode with the cupcake.
Yeah.
She zapped herself 9 times.
Fuck. Remind me, next time I'm coming down to your house, and I open one of your doors to wear rubber gloves.
Yeah, certainly.
And to insulate myself.
And also, you might want to stand a little off-right to the door, because I have a trapdoor system working.
Okay.
It goes directly to the dungeon.
All right.
Cost a fortune to install, but well worth it.
The torture chamber.
All right, Mr. Jehovah's Witness. You want me to change religion?
You get those guys. Do they come round to your house, like, regularly? Or what do they do? We don't actually have that here.
Oh, yeah, they come around every weekend.
Yeah?
Generally on, like, Sundays.
Right.
It's a part of their religion. They go out and be evangelical about Jehovah's Witnesses.
Hmm.
And they just want to talk religion. Like, if you invite them down and just want to have an open discussion, they see that as a great thing because they can start to debate their point.
Yeah.
But they don't ever stop coming by.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that dog that you feed a scrap of meat to every now and again.
Right.
You'll never be rid of them. But they leave pamphlets and little magazine-type things.
Yeah.
You know, basically, it's a lot of your life is going to be a lot better if you worship God in the way that we do.
Okay. And if you don't, you're basically shunned from their circles.
No, no. See, that's the thing. If you don't, they keep trying.
Yeah.
They don't give up.
But is it, am I right in saying, is that if they don't convert, it's like, you know, a salesman. If he doesn't make a set amount of sales in a week, you know, he gets fired, basically. So is that their motivation, to get as many conversions in a week so that they can get a bonus from God?
I don't think so. I'm sure that they get rewarded for the more that they do, but I mean, they generally do believe.
Yeah.
You know, what they're doing, what they're pitching there.
Sure.
A big part of the faith is that only the Jehovah's Witnesses are going to be included in God's paradise at the end of eternity. And they don't believe in, like, a heaven and hell.
Uh-huh.
They believe after the Armageddon, all the good Jehovah's Witnesses are going to rise from their graves and rebuild the earth as a paradise.
That sounds kind of fucking scary to me.
Oh, it's a little odd, but, you know, people believe weird things.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm a Catholic, personally, yeah. And my beliefs are freaking insane. I drink blood on Sundays.
Yeah.
I have no defense for it. It's how I was raised. It's part of who I am.
I mean, religion is a scary kind of thing. And when you look at mud hut religions, and, you know, I'm not... I just want to say, you know, you got to take it... You got to stand back a bit and look at the whole picture of what's going on, and why religion was set up, and what it's there for and why you have to fear God and the right and wrong things when you can live your life as you choose it without the... I mean, I just think it's outdated. It's really, really outdated when you read the Bible and other religious books and everything. It's like, okay, this was written by loads of people a long, long time ago. And
the funny thing is about that is, if you don't take it too literally, you take a lot of it metaphorically.
Yeah, it's a great story.
All of the great, great religious texts basically are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Be good
to
one
and
another.
Stuff like
don't
that.
Don't kill people. Yeah. Don't lie. Don't go around screwing people's wives.
Yeah.
And I think those are pretty generally, you know, good guidelines on how to live your life.
Yeah.
I can say that the Catholic Church sort of started to go downhill in a big way when it became a political institution and not just a religious one.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not too qualified to maybe talk about it too much, but I know I've tried religion and it hasn't worked for me. And you know, I like to take an open-minded standpoint on everything. And you know,
I completely understand.
When it starts getting serious, and when people take religion too far, that's when it becomes a problem. You know.
Oh, yeah.
When people
that's...
start killing other people and, you know, blowing things up because, you know, like, let's take the Crusades for an example and, you know.
Oh, perfect example, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that certainly becomes a huge problem. I think one of the core things is, like, you really do need to be able to hold on to your beliefs without actually acknowledging that that is the only true belief.
Hmm.
I'm sort of a person that believes that, you know, for humans, for people, we need to believe something.
Yeah.
Greater than ourselves.
But it's...
You know, and I feel that helps inspire.
Yeah, but it's difficult because you're being told that what you're believing is the ultimate thing. There is no other... Every other belief is wrong, and you are believing the only right thing. And that's when it starts getting messy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't make any logical sense.
Hmm.
I mean, if you were to look at it like a large equation, there can certainly be more than one possible answer.
Sure.
Possible solution. Yeah, and as soon as you start excluding all other answers, then you really aren't doing yourself or faith any justice.
Or the society you live in.
No, certainly not.
Hmm.
And it does. It causes a tremendous amount of problems.
Hmm. You know, it's a shame that that's kind of the way things are going in this world. Either you're not, or I for myself see that religion will die out very quickly, very soon, and hopefully it will mutate into something positive where we're separated from the constraints of society and religion and capitalism, and we are able to dictate our own lives.
Well, you know, isn't that a lovely dream?
It is a lovely dream, and it's something I dream about every night. But
I don't know if we're supposed to. You think? I know in the U.S. we aren't.
Yeah.
I know there's been a huge migration from religion towards science.
Yeah, that's horrible. The Scientology.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about that, but they are horrible.
Yes. I thought you said a whole science thing. So the first thing that popped up into my mind.
No, I think there's been a migration in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, away from Catholicism in particular and more towards more scientific faith.
Right, yeah.
You know, like so many people have faith in modern science.
Mm.
The way that people 1,000 years ago had faith in a religion.
Sure.
And I think there's a large migration towards that.
Yeah.
In the U.S., we have a major faction in our government, and also in the outlying, you know, United States, that are firmly set in right-wing Christian belief.
Yeah.
And they are the sort of people that are like, everybody else is wrong.
Yeah.
They also happen to be in power.
But let's take, like, Scientology for an example. I don't know how much you know about them.
I know a decent bit.
You know, if you have something that's really good and that's going to help a whole lot of people, and you've got an ideology and you've got something that works and that you believe in and it's fabulous and it does all this good stuff to you, and then you go off and sell it to people, so people have to pay money to be healed by your
religion.
I see that more as a business capitalizing on a idea, like cold reading, and evangelism, where you go and get healed and you talk to your lost grandparents and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your son that died 6 years ago because he was struck by a drunken driver or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That really enrages me a lot.
Well, basically what it is behavioral hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
They set up little sessions. You pay anywhere between 90 to 1,000, and I don't know about the upper sort of courses, what kind of pricing they have.
Mm.
But you have to go in and you take these interviews.
Yeah.
That ask you the basically, you know, what do you feel unhappy about in your life?
Mm.
What gives you stress? What gives you anxiety? What makes you feel bad?
Yeah.
And then they set up a program using hypnotherapy and other scientific methods to sort of replace your reaction to certain things in your life.
Yeah.
And that makes you feel better.
But,
and of course, the better it makes you feel, the more you want to pay, because of course you want to feel better.
Exactly. It's like a drug.
But in the same way, you're paying to be brainwashed.
Mm.
And I guess on the one hand, you can say if it works, then why not?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you don't know you're being brainwashed, I don't think that's right.
But it's doing you an tremendous amount of damage to your own psyche. Because what happens if you can't get that help anymore? Where do you turn to? I think the first thing would be to instill some sort of self-belief in people to be able to manage their own issues first before you start supplementing them with some sort of, you know,
Well, I think that a big problem there is by not actually attacking the root of the anxieties or about people's feelings and simply just making them feel better about it based on association.
Yeah.
You're really not giving them growth.
Mm.
You know, they're not learning. They're being trained.
To take things, yeah. To take things by their own hands.
You know, and what do we feel stressed about? Money, relationships. I mean, these are blanket sort of things that everybody feels stressed out and bad about.
And it's normal. It's normal to be stressed about, you know, life and what's going on and what's going to happen to you, because they're all things that have been put in place to you know, to stress you out normally anyway. So
definitely, yeah. Money in particular,
that
is single-handedly the most stress causing thing in this planet. I dream of a day when survival is guaranteed.
Yeah, if you were able to survive without requiring financial, you know, financial...
Think about how much time you'd have for self-improvement.
Exactly. If you weren't...
You have to do the things that you want to do because you want to do them and you're good at. Think about how society would benefit.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have to spend, I don't know how many days a week working to survive, you could... Things could just start happening, you know. People could start building new things, exploring, investigating. But society is driven for some sort of scale, some sort of measurement of oneself by how much money they have.
Profit.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how many people you know in your life that have said to you, I've always wanted to do this, like start a deli or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I had a dream once that I really wanted to do this, but I just couldn't do it because I had to put on food on the table.
Hmm.
I had to feed the kids. I had, you know, put a roof over our heads and clothe ourselves. And I woke up 20, 30 years later and realized I'm not even capable of fulfilling the dream anymore. I think that's bad.
I know.
But it's a condition, you know, is preset into our society.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to... I don't want to be the kind of person that would stay there and work my ass off till I'm 60 and then retire and then, have another 20, 30 years of standard living and then die?
One of those people either.
What kind of life is
that?
But
I'm also not terribly successful.
No, I mean, but that's the thing. Why do you have to be successful to be able to retire, let's say, at 30, 40 years old or something like that, and be able to...
Money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we were able to hack that system, that'd be great. But then, of course, the only way to do that would be to be a criminal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And...
Then you're breaking the rules that are set up to keep you doing what you're doing.
To keep you down, basically. The man is forcing you.
It's that man. If I ever see his ass...
Yeah, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
I'm going to beat him, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a 4-iron with his name on it. But, he doesn't exist.
Mm.
He's our grandparents and our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's everything around us.
Yeah.
A bit like The Matrix, you know.
Yeah.
It is, you know, you could take that film and use it in so many things, and, you know, it's a system placed to blind you in a way, to make you think that what you're doing is what you have to do, and if you ever do anything else apart from that, you are punished.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because law, after all, is an opinion enforced by a gun.
Rare occasion. Some people do go off, do their own thing, do what they want, and become remarkably successful at it.
Yeah.
Like Bill Gates is an example of that, I think.
But he did get a lot of help from his mom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you got to have the help from your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't have help from your mom, what do you have?
Nothing.
No, that's right. Nothing at all. My apologies to anyone out there who doesn't have a mom. You know who your test tube babies are.
And
I think.
Go ahead. No, there you go.
Okay. I think a prime example is the banking system.
Yeah.
Like, I don't use bank accounts. I kind of refuse. It's a matter of principle. It just reminds me of, like, some 1920 mafioso sort of thing.
Mm.
Like, you make this money, you have this money. You give it to me. If you need some of your money, come and talk to me. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to use it to make more money.
And I'm going to give you, let's say, $20, $30 a year from the money that you've given me.
Yeah, the percentages around here are just insane.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 1 to 2.5% on a savings account. And granted, the measly few $100 that I'd have in my account in any given week, you know, are not going to generate much interest. But you take mine and everybody else who use the bank, they have remarkable capital available at any given time to put in ventures that will be wildly profitable, and I get a pittance.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
If everyone took out their savings from banks, like, let's say 60 to 70% of people just did it in one day, it would collapse.
It'd be 1929 all over again.
It would collapse everything, and it would be such a shake-up that we'll be start. You know, I think it would be a good thing to do. Just take your money out. If you have money invested in banks, take it out, because it's not your money. As soon as you put it in there, it's theirs. They do whatever they please with it.
Yeah, they don't even have to give it back.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For about 30 days after you request it.
Banks like to fuck you over. If you're doing a bank transfer, they will hold the money at the maximum limit that they are able to, just so they could actually profit from it. So, you know,
oh, yeah.
We've got to start moving away from that.
Don't think that money just sits in the vault.
Mm.
It doesn't. It gets put into escrow. It's insane.
Yeah.
Banking has got to be one of the most profitable businesses ever.
Definitely, yeah.
I think it's morally wrong because I personally don't believe that money should be able to propagate.
Yeah.
It does. Money has become alive. It reproduces. It's sad.
Hmm. Well, in cyberspace news, the invasion of Chinese cyber spies, Time Magazine has an article entitled "The Invasion of Chinese Cyber Spies and the Man Who Tried to Stop Them," which outlines the Chinese PRC as cracking DoD networks and downloading massive sets of files detailing every aspect of military planning and practice. From the article, the hackers he was stalking part of a cyber espionage ring that federal investigators codenamed Titan Ryan caught Captain's eye in earlier when he helped investigate a network break-in at Lockheed Martin in September 2003. Striking similarity hits Sandia several months later, but it wasn't until Carpenter compared notes with a counterpart in the Army cyber intelligence that he suspected the scope of the threat. Methodical and various hackers wanted to all these files they could find, and they were getting them by penetrating secure computer networks at the country's most sensitive military base, defense contractors, and aerospace companies.
How much you want to bet they were Windows systems?
How much you want to bet that they were actually paid by other companies to do that?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know. Those Chinese are crafty.
Yep.
You gotta look out. And just with their sheer population base, they're
they
bound
just,
to
produce
them.
How large a DOS attack could they do if the whole of the Chinese population hit one server at the same time?
They could shut it down.
They could. Do you
Definitely.
Think they could? They could actually shut down the internet if all of the Chinese population Just, you know...
If 1.5 billion people had about 5 slave computers using bots, I don't know if that they could shut down the whole thing, but they could shut down some of the pipes real well. I mean, it depends. If it was simultaneously timed, and they specified their attacks at backbone-type DNS servers and things like that, maybe.
It's a scary thought.
It is kind of a scary thought.
I think there was a thing saying if all the Chinese jumped at one time, it would, like, move the world.
It would shift the orbit of the Earth.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if we ever get a meteor attack, let's be very friendly with the Chinese.
They better start hopping on time.
Yes. Come on, it's one more, one more hop. We're nearly out of its way.
Can you imagine some backwoods Chinese rice farmer?
Yeah.
Getting a telegraph from the government with a watch. And says, when it says this, you have to jump.
Yeah.
Once a second for 5 seconds. Oh, that'd be fun, though.
It'd be an interesting project.
Hack the Earth!
Hack the Earth, yeah.
We gotta start paying a lot more respect to China.
Yeah, definitely.
They are the world's next superpower.
Oh, yeah. They're draining up all the resources at the moment, including...
And they're going to be a threat
economically
to the U.S.
Mm.
Within 10 years, easily.
Yeah. Japan is a small kind of country, but it's got a lot of clever people, whereas China has a lot of people.
A lot of everyone.
But I have to say that China has actually stabbed itself in the back severely. Its population is mainly... it's like 3-to-1 is male, so either it will start to die out very, very quickly, or something is going to have to happen where they've got to create more females. There are too many men in the U.S. In China. There's just too many of them, so...
There's too many in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, but...
too many for my taste.
So, you know, how are they going to populate themselves? Either they're going to die or something else is going to happen.
Well, there's also an argument that if they took a downturn on the population curve with Darwinism, they would end up with a much stronger populace.
Mm.
I don't know if it's one I'd necessarily subscribe to, but...
Yeah.
They're probably going to see some population losses. Humans tend to grow on a J-curve anyway.
Yeah.
One of the things that makes me scared for Western civilization is we haven't seen a huge instance of population control since about World War II.
Sure. There's just too many people in this world.
Oh, easily.
And
you can see what we're doing to it.
Yeah, there's just... it's too many, and how would we kill these people off?
We don't.
We don't, exactly.
I can't advocate that.
No. And who do you kill? You know, that's another thing. You know, take Africa as an example. All the things that's happening
there.
They're
going to see some huge population loss in the next 20 years.
Yeah.
From AIDS alone.
Well, World War III is overdue. You know what I'm saying?
I think a new bubonic plague is overdue.
Well, the chicken flu is coming our way. Bird flu is coming our way, so...
Oh, the, what is it?
The Chinese Stars? Something.
Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got, what is it called here? It's another one of those bird viruses.
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud. I don't know. It's not coming to me right now.
It's just a matter of time before somebody releases a zombie virus and turns 6-7 billion people into zombies. Like,
I've been watching too much sci-fi.
Well, like in 24, it was...
Or Resident Evil, for that matter.
Resident Evil, yeah. And there was a film. God, what was it?
No, wait. I'm sorry, talking to the dog.
It was just a matter of time. It's overdue before people start walking, you know, the walking dead start biting your brains.
Everybody buy a shotgun.
Everybody buy a shotgun and a sledgehammer.
If you're becoming walking dead, shoot yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not, shoot those that are.
Yeah.
It'll be lovely fun.
Not to worry people, you know. Obviously, I'm just insanely paranoid.
Oh my god, my roommate's a zombie.
Got him, bastard.
No, it's much more dangerous if they may be a commie or a terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I saying? It's the same thing now.
Yeah.
Welcome to new McCarthyism, folks.
Yeah.
You'll be staying at Guantanamo Bay. Lovely lodgings in a beautiful Caribbean setting.
Yeah. With a nice sea view. Recreational.
Now you too can fling for feces at U.S. Marine Corps.
Yeah, and recreational events during the day.
Certainly.
Severe
exercise
beatings throughout the night.
An
and entertainment is provided free via random noise generation through your ears.
We'll be broadcasting 11 hertz. Coincidentally, the same frequency that the fluid in your eyeball jiggles.
Yeah.
Some nausea is to be accepted.
Please remember, sensory deprivation is only for the executive.
Sensory deprivation with short breaks and extreme torture.
Yeah. And fun for the family, where you get witnessed with a water slide, a 500-foot drop from an aircraft into a 4x4 water pool.
So bring the kids. Bookings are free.
Yeah. And if you don't, we'll find you.
If your name is Ahmed Mahal Tabal Abdullah Ali, you want to check us out.
Yeah.
Email us at www.cia.com or find us online at Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. We just found a chameleon in the apartment.
Really?
It's a chameleon. It's making its color the same as the back of the blind.
Try and get it.
It looks like albino.
Put it in front of your computer screen and it'll really confuse the fucker.
It'll be all green and black.
Yeah.
I can't. The dog will go nuts.
Chameleons He's are
currently
cool.
Working on tearing the crotch out of some panties.
Of your panties.
That dog has a real fetish for ladies' underwear. Oh yeah, they're mine.
It must be the smell.
I was thinking that. We've just given him a couple of pairs of used panties and let him go wild with them so that we can protect all the others. But yeah, he's really got a fetish.
Damn.
He also likes to wear them on his neck as a cape. He is panty dog.
Yeah. That's some kinky dog right there.
Well, that's what you get for getting a purebred. All the inbreeding.
Yeah. God, I don't know what's going on, so I can't say any more news regarding Hacker Voice Radio. But
can say that thankfully the hurricane missed us.
It did. Oh, excellent. Yeah, I was kind of worried about that because I heard that they were getting owned.
Louisiana is going to get owned.
Yeah. All these noobs in New Orleans.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not in time for Mardi Gras.
Right.
I mean. I guess Mardi Gras has enough topless women. It doesn't need the wind helping.
No.
But yeah, I think we're about out of news.
Yeah, sort of. But if you do want to see me, come to the London 2600 meeting, where I will be demonstrating hopefully my new binary watch and a few t-shirts and maybe a hoodie.
You better not get that damn hoodie, Clay.
There is just one extra one.
I know.
And I don't know what's going to happen to it. I think it's going to be heading somewhere in the US. but I don't know where
yet. Better.
Because I don't know where your address is. Although, I'll probably still be able to find you.
Yeah, probably after as many docs as I've dropped on IRC or on the radio show.
When did you say that your docs were dropped?
Oh, towards the right before the false ending
right.
of the last show.
Yeah.
You tried to call me back and you hit my voicemail.
Ah.
And mine and my fiance's name were dropped.
Damn. Sorry.
And so it's like you've reached the temporary voicemail of Josh, April, Jason, Ionix, and Eric Computed.
Damn.
I'm like, dope!
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to. I honestly didn't even notice it. I just heard your voicemail come on, so I clicked okay. I mean, cancel.
Yeah, you canceled out of it pretty quick. You only got like two names into it.
Good. I didn't get your address then.
My address is but I'll hit you up with it.
Cool.
Oh, between that and my keyboard mixed up, I've been dropping docs like crazy. I'm surprised I haven't been owned yet. Oh, and then at the end of the night, I punched a huge hole through my firewall.
Yeah, I know, I heard. Well, literally, physically with your hand.
No, I was comparing the hole that I made to punching through sheetrock.
Cool.
I know it didn't come off very well. copious amounts of beer will do that.
Oh, yeah.
And I apologize.
Well, you were very, very drunk, so...
I was very, very drunk, yeah. I ended up passing out at about 8 o'clock here.
Mm.
I woke up about 3 hours later, made a sandwich, and then it was unbelievable.
I just have to ask, was it a ham sandwich? Did it contain ham and cheese?
No, I don't eat ham.
Oh.
I believe it was a hamburger.
Okay.
Ironically, not ham.
Ironically. Why, are you a vegetarian or a vegan or both? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm a vegetarian who ate a hamburger.
Yeah.
No, I just don't like the taste of ham as a deli meat.
Right, okay.
I like a baked ham. I don't eat pork or veal. I just don't like the texture. It's not like an ideological thing.
Sure, fair enough. But it's strange how hackers have an obsession with drink and food. And these topics keep on coming back, you know. What's your favorite drink? Oh, you know, Dr. Pepper and this and that. And do you remember when that was kicking off?
I do still enjoy a Jolt Cola.
Why?
They're hard to find nowadays.
I wouldn't know.
No.
Because it's not
just a highly caffeinated cola.
Yeah.
But I think that after spending enough time sitting down in front of a computer screen, food and drink becomes important.
Yes. I'm actually experimenting with a new hack. It's a body hack.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna be trying out a new crash diet where you don't eat anything for about a few weeks apart from various fruits.
Vitamins and tea, I hope.
What it's gonna be is it's gonna be a cocktail of God knows what in a drink, concentrated. With sugar and vitamins and like all these kind of fruits and vegetables, like crushed up into that drink. And then
with all that fiber, you'll clean out your colon.
Exactly, and you basically you drink that, and that's it. You basically drink that, and if you do need to, you have the feeling for eating. You just munch on a few berries or something stupid like that. I'm just trying that out because it sounds interesting. It's kind of dangerous because crash dieting will fuck your body up if you do it too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting too fat, so, yeah.
Oh, Lord. Exercise more. Don't change your diet.
I can't exercise.
Why not?
Because unless I can get my laptop with me to the gym, maybe.
You need a sharp Zaris. It's an ARM processor, you can load Linux onto it, throw a Wi-Fi card, and go war running.
Cool.
or war skating or war bike riding.
Yeah.
Get off your ass, man.
Yes. I think that might be the solution. As you said, you know, I spend all day at work sitting down at a computer. Then I get back home
and spend all night sitting down
at a computer. The most exercised parts of my body are my legs and my hands. The rest is just a collection of flab.
Do you ever get the carpal tunnel in the wrist?
I do, yeah.
I hate that.
I get it in the morning because I type so much. And, I click my fingers. You know when you click your knuckles?
Yeah, I crack them.
Yeah.
I need, like, some more ergonomic setup with my keyboard.
Sure.
Because if I roll my wrist, it's like a cement grinder.
Damn. But,
I only get a carpal tunnel on occasion when I lift too much or do too much manipulation with heavy objects with my wrist.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy it.
Like masturbating.
As I said in last night's show, I've been doing that pretty much constantly for the past 8 days.
That'll give you carpal tunnel.
Yeah, I try and trade off hands just so it, evens out.
Yeah, that's a whole new topic, then.
Yeah, I'd rather not get into it in depth. There's already enough episodes of this show that I'm not going to be able to ever show family ever. Oh, what the hell, they probably know.
Yeah. I'm sure they've heard you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the shows with me and Planet were pretty colourful.
Oh, very colourful.
Yeah.
Indeed. I think the theme song for the urination break is a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it seems like the once per show...
Yeah.
On average,
yes.
Somebody has to go.
Somebody has to go.
It'd be nice if they were like, urination break.
Yeah.
So that would be a good addition.
Yeah, definitely.
I could see people enjoying that. Or,
yeah,
we could just have them stay on the phone.
Hmm.
That might be slightly more entertaining.
I think it's done before. Somebody actually took a dump live on Freak Factor.
Oh, God.
Yeah. What's going on with Freak Factor, anyway?
That show needed more potty humor.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I haven't caught a new show. I don't know what night's on now.
Yeah. Because what happened
was... I'd always wanted to pop on, but...
People were getting bored of people calling up Kmart and stuff.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It was fun. But then, I don't know, something just happened.
I enjoyed a bunch of the episodes. There was a lot of downtime in them. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a bunch of people on a conference. What do you expect?
Did Stank Dog's docs get dropped halfway through or something?
What's that?
Did Stank Dog's docs get dropped halfway through?
I haven't heard
one
of that
episodes.
One. But I haven't heard the stream ever. I've always downloaded them.
Yeah, same here.
And if they did, I'm sure he edited it.
Yeah, possibly. I think that was round about the time when he was deciding to leave. And I do actually talk to him offline from time to time. I wouldn't say we're good friends, but, you know, we chat offline and stuff, so I remember when he was going through quite a tough time and, you know, we were talking about what was going on and he was kind of upset and I was saying, you know, you gotta
attacks on the IRC server.
Yeah.
And people were trying to break into binrev.com.
Yeah.
And then dropping docs on it on the forum.
Sure.
Like, that's brilliant, yeah.
I say you gotta expect those kind of things, and I'm just waiting for that to happen to us. You know, it's just a matter of time before somebody gets.
I say we follow with that sort of thing a policy of massive retaliation.
Yeah,
it's worked well for my government.
Yes, if you do anything to us, we'll bomb your house.
You scan us once, we scan you 1,000 times.
Yeah,
you exploit our machine, we'll exploit your mother.
Yeah. Definitely.
Although then again, that might spur on more attacks.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully it won't become an issue.
Hopefully it won't, yeah. But, you know, you just got to sit there and wait and see what happens. And I don't know.
Well, if it does.
So far, I don't know why somebody would want to attack us, because to my knowledge, I don't think I've pissed anyone off, so far. What we're doing.
Yeah, but why would anyone want to attack INRA?
Yeah, true. It's a positive environment.
Well, nothing but good.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's sad because I think Stank leaving is also one of those catalysts to the kiddishness that we've been seeing.
Yeah, yeah. Once he left, everything just kind of grinded to a halt, I think. The progressive intellectual kind of side of things just died.
Actually, Strom still posts a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, he does. I have to own up, I haven't listened to too many of those ones after Stank left. And I did comment why I didn't on a previous episode, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been on the forums.
Yeah.
The new Ben Rev Radio sounds like it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
It's the future of telephony.
Sure. I'm going to have to download that.
Yeah, I'm going to as well. But I don't know. I hate to say bad things about the forums, but I don't find myself there as much.
Hmm.
Maybe that's a healthy thing. I was on the forums an awful lot.
You can spend too much time on forums, and I know that it's very addictive. It's like the BBS days, you know.
Now for me, it's all about that reach out and touch somebody aspect, you know, like talking to people all around the world. All over the U.S.
Sure.
And similar interests.
And I remember when you PM'd me a couple of times and things like that. It was good, and here we are now, you know?
Yeah, that was a miserable night when I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember something was going on. And
I broke my back wisdom tooth.
Oh, dear.
And I exposed the nerve. I was in intense pain.
Damn.
And I was just trying to stay awake till the next day when I could make it to the doctor, because sleep wasn't an option, but I really, you know, was starting to lose my mind.
Fuck.
So, like, I reached out there and just, like, posted my cell phone number on the FINRA forum.
Yeah.
And just, I talked to Strom, actually, for a long time that evening.
Cool.
But, yeah, I was miserable.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. You must have been going through some fucking hell there.
It's the worst pain ever, and I've had some bad pain.
Mm.
Between, like, broken ankle and having half my finger torn off. Random badness in my youth.
I like your signature.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lend me a dollar, but only give me 50 cents. That way I owe you 50 cents, and you owe me 50 cents. So we're even, right?
Yeah, it was taken from a book that I read when I was about 14 on logical paradox. Like, things that logically make sense, but because of the context, they don't really.
Sure. You know what would be good?
Another.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No.
No, go ahead, Lisa.
Another one of those was like an instance with a candy bar.
Right.
And you could eat a candy bar. And each time you took a bite of the candy bar, you bit half.
Oh, yeah, you could go on forever and ever and ever, yeah.
Oh, it would go forever, right?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, because you would eat it eventually.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, even if you did manage to, eventually you'd get to an atomic level.
Yeah.
Or molecular, anyway.
Or you just get so hungry and take the whole thing in your mouth.
But you could always have a sandwich.
Yeah.
The logical paradigm didn't put restrictions on it.
But also, it's like, if you jumped half distance each time, and you halved your distance each time you jumped, you'd never get to the place where you're meant to be going.
Well, it leads to, I forgot who said it, but it's the logical theorem of
life. Is it the golden ratio?
Now, the golden ratio is V, 1.5 over 1.
Yeah.
It was some philosopher who proved motion impossible by saying that to traverse from point A to point B, you would have to cover half the distance, and then half that distance, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Therefore, achieving point B would be impossible.
Sure.
Which obviously is not the case.
No.
But it does make it sense.
But when you're drunk, all this seems so reasonable.
Well,
I don't know if
when you're drunk, you get about 75% of the way.
Yeah.
And you just pass out.
Yeah.
On the floor or whatever else happens to be available.
Yeah. I
therefore, motion is impossible.
Yeah.
That's the third law of drunkenness.
Yeah. Vertical and horizontal movement at the same time.
Equally challenging.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, whoever hasn't watched a film called Pi, it's P.I. Mathematical
Pi.
Oh,
that was great.
That was a good film. It explained a lot of stuff about the Fibonacci sequence, which is everywhere.
And, same guy that did Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
A very crazy flick.
Yeah.
Loved the
black and white
Jewish people in it.
Yeah.
Hasidic.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Great flick. Little hard on the brain, especially towards the end.
Yeah, it was very literally hard on the brain, seeing as he took a fucking drill to the back of his head.
I was trying to figure out a clever way to make a joke about it without telling people what happened.
Yeah.
And it was his temple.
It was what, sorry?
I thought it was temple.
Yeah, it was to the side of his head, yeah.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't actually feel too bad.
You know? Do you feel clever now? What's pi?
3.1467998... 3.1479 something.
Yeah. Ah, you see, you've done it there.
I've done that. I've used that a couple of times. It's 22 over 7.
Yeah.
In decimal point, it's pretty impossible to get it right.
Mm.
Or at least so far.
I love the bit where he was able to predict the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool. Brilliant. When he was looking at the scrolling marquee. And it was like three and a half quarters, two and a half quarters, down, and it's up, and he's like, yeah, shit, I've done it now. I've hacked the system.
Yeah.
That's the best hack you could ever do, is hack everything. And
oh, yeah, if you could accurately predict everything on the stock market,
yeah,
you would become very wealthy very quick.
Sure.
Short sell everything that loses.
Hmm.
Buy everything that gains.
Yeah.
Repeat process. You could retire in a week.
Definitely.
Now, if you could do the same thing with the commodities exchange, you could feed dozens of generations of your family.
Yes. And I'm sure somebody would find somewhere to make it illegal for you to be able to do that.
Yeah, but only after it's been done once.
Yeah.
Holy crap, somebody can do that?
Yeah. Oh, I've been doing it for years.
It's going to take some quantum computing.
Yes.
If it's possible at all.
Exactly. But NASA is preparing to send New Horizon probe to Pluto. It will be the first Earth device to get intimate with the icy planet. It's not actually a planet, really, is it? And you can be there too, or at least your name. NASA is asking everyone to send them their names, which will be attached to the space device. The New Horizon probe will be launched in January 2006 to explore Pluto and Jupiter belt in the outskirts of the solar system.
My name's
system.
On Saturn, and or it's in orbit Saturn, I think, but it's on Mars.
You know what I'm going to send? Bilal owns you.
You should send www.hackervoice.co.uk.
You get like, and all get all these like interplanet IP addresses, like.
Right.
That'll be cool.
And today we have a guest host from Zarklax from Zarfon 5.
Oh, really?
I do. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, totally. God.
Oh, that would be lovely.
That would be some cool shit right there.
Could
you imagine the problems with Skype if I was trying to call into Galactic?
Yeah, you have enough problems, like, with the US.
Yeah.
Resolving phone number.
Yeah.
26 years later. Oh, Lord.
And we've just gone over 1 hour, so... Cool.
For an unplanned show.
Definitely.
A lot of rambling.
Yep.
Bit of religion.
Mm.
Touch of politics.
Yep.
I gotta say, I am all in favor of what NASA is doing, though.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
And I think the more we can put people on different places, the better.
Yeah.
I would rather see us spend money on that than a military budget any day.
Definitely. If we were able to get out into space and explore the universe and
enlighten
ourselves.
How much better would we understand ourselves?
Yeah.
The physics, like what, just look at the initial, you know, flight to the moon.
Yeah.
The Apollo, what was it, 8 that landed on that for the first time?
Mm.
You know, we got freeze-dried food. You know, they were running two mainframes simultaneously on the lunar lander.
Yeah.
And they were actually powered by hydrogen electric generators.
Mm.
In 1969.
That was some cool stuff.
Yeah, the leaps and bounds that we make in technology through the space program is comparable to the same leaps and bounds we make through military conquest.
Sure.
And I feel it's a lot better use of money.
Mm. So, let's end it on that note. And
all right.
A little segment from South Park with Bill Gates. And you've been listening to Hacker Voice Radio with me, Bilal, and Ionix.
Hey, yo.
Good night.
Take care.
Fucking Windows 98! Get Bill Gates in here! You told us Windows 98 would be faster and more efficient with better access to the internet!
It is faster, over 5 million...
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
So let's do it.